Cape Talk. A worldview from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Good morning to you, Adam. Once again, we start with news out of Russia dominating the list. And today is the day they officially annex further territories in Ukraine. I gather there's quite the celebration planned for Red Square today. Good morning.
Yes. Although, of course, the guest list will be carefully chosen, so it'll be celebratory, yes, rather than condemnatory. There are certainly those in Moscow and beyond who are not on board with it, shall we say. We've seen the protests against the conscription. But, yeah, Vladimir Putin will be there, this signing ceremony, annexing these four areas of Ukraine, names that we've come to know over the last 7 months or so: Luhansk, Donetsk, Zaporizhia, and Kherson. Those are the four bits. Mm-hmm. It's about 15% of Ukraine. It's a good swathe of Ukraine. And of course, they would miss it. I mean, that's the point. Russian-backed officials saying that the referendums carried out in those four regions showed an 80 to 90% vote approving they wanted to be taken over by Russia. Well, I mean, condemned by the West, but yeah, I think any referendum conducted under the circumstances they were conducted has to be taken with a pinch of salt. And they got the stage up in Red Square in Moscow. They got billboards proclaiming these four regions as Russian. They got a concert plan for this evening. But you know what? I'm going to hold my own annexation ceremony. I'm thinking of taking on board some of the wine growing areas of South Africa. If I just hold my own ceremony, does that count? Can I do that?
Adam, I have more modest ambitions. I plan to annex the remains of the coffee pot followed by a pillow or two the minute the show is over. I've got to limit my expectations on a Friday. Before we leave Russia, interesting to see that America is once again saying to American citizens who are still in Russia, get out and get out now while you still can.
Yes, and in particular, they're sort of starting with those with dual nationality. We forget, don't we, sometimes, that there are indeed plenty of people in this world who have more than one passport. And in this case, those who are both American and Russian, and they don't say how many, but I'm guessing it could well be many hundreds, if not thousands. And they're saying, you know, you could be forced to enlist in the Russian military. Yeah. You could be forced to go and fight in Ukraine because of the Russian bit of your nationality. So leave. The embassy has issued an alert to the mass military mobilization. We know that some have been fleeing across the border. But also, I mean, sign of the times, A, the US is advising Americans to get out of Russia, and particularly those with dual nationality. Yep. B, they're saying don't take part in any political event. Don't even go near one. If you see a protest, run the other way. And C, don't go to Russia in the first place. That's quite rare to get that kind of advice, isn't it?
Well, it's also interesting to me that they're not offering anybody any actual help in getting out, Adam. So they haven't gone so far as laying on evacuation flights or anything like that. The embassy is the embassy still functioning at full service level itself?
I believe so, yes. Yeah. There's an ambassador who hasn't been kicked out yet and all that. But yeah, they are. But they are not doing a helicopter off the roof, you know, out of Saigon. No, that's not happening.
Okay, so that's the latest from Russia. For our final story, we move to Denmark, and I'm really intrigued to know the background to this one, Adam, because the Queen of Denmark herself has stripped a number of royal titles from four of the royal grandchildren. And I'm interested to know what's prompted the move. Have they been misbehaving, or is she merely recognizing a sort of a shifting worldview about the excesses of a large monarchy?
It may just be a little bit of shifting worldview. Maybe it's a bit of caring grandmother as well. I mean, other royal families take note. Well, a bit late perhaps for our queen, but maybe for our king. Basically, four of her eight grandchildren are losing their royal title. So they won't be Prince Nikolai, Felix, and Henrik, and they won't be Princess Athena. They will only be allowed to use their titles of Count and Countess. I mean, we
shame.
All have that issue.
Poor dears. Okay.
But essentially, they are no longer His Majesty, or sorry, His Royal Highness this, or Her Royal Highness that. They are counts and countesses, and there are, I suppose, plenty of those. And the reason is Queen Margareta II wants them to live a, quote, more normal life. That if they are not Prince this or Princess that, the chances are that they absolutely could be a bit more like us. The Queen, who is 82 years of age, she's been there, done that, etc., has issued a statement, and the statement is interesting. Her Majesty wishes to create the framework for the four grandchildren to be able to shape their own lives to a much greater extent without being limited by special duties and considerations. Yeah, Prince Harry, Prince William, where would you be on that? Yeah, I wonder.
That's really interesting. I wonder, though, I mean, taking away the title, so by extension, that statement saying not just the title being lost, but the duties and requirements to perform as a royal also falling away, let them go on and have a normal life. I'm not really aware of sort of how much public attention is paid to the royals in Denmark. You know, if you were to do this in the UK, it wouldn't really make any difference, I don't think, because everybody would still be hounding them and clamoring for their attention and their appearance at NGO events and the like, even if you took away the title. I wonder if it's any different in Denmark.
Also, I mean, let's be honest, you know, just because you're no longer called Prince Nikolai and you are quite going to lead a normal life, you know, you are born into an extremely rich, privileged, elitist family.
Normal is a very relative term.
Yes, your normal life in a 9-bedroom villa somewhere. Yes, whatever.
Adam Gilchrist, I hope there's a 9-bedroom villa or at least a cup of coffee and a comfy couch to send you off to. Thanks so much for today's Worldview.